Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, with WHO making the DP declaration of pandemic for COVID-19 around the world, all eyes are on healthcare workers. Today, we shine the spotlight and influence on Grace Chung. She's healthcare CEO at APEC Sodexo. They're very big on, they're one of the world's largest multinational corporations. They focus on food services and facilities management. They're also very strong advocate for gender balance at the workplace. And a report from Sodexo has found that teams managed by a balanced mix of men and women are more successful across a wide range of outcomes. Grace, good morning and welcome to Influence. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning, Michelle. Thank you for having me on your show.
So I was just wondering if Sodexo is doing anything in the fight against COVID.
Oh, yes. I am the APEC CEO for healthcare in this region, and we are working very closely with our clients, primarily the hospitals and also some of the senior care homes, in looking after their patients and, of course, the medical team.
Okay,
so some of the things that we have done is to ensure that the medical team and the patients are well nourished during this period of time. And of course, you know, keeping the hospitals at the highest standard to fight against the COVID virus at this situation.
So important, because we know that when a patient is in ICU, it can take one, two, sometimes three individuals, people in healthcare, to attend to a patient in ICU, and they can get very fatigued very quickly. So support from people like you, very important, I think.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We work together as a team for the, you know, for our medical team, and also for the patient's recovery.
What is top line, you know, in terms of what you're thinking of this morning when you hear that WHO has declared the situation a pandemic?
Right. So definitely I feel that, you know, it is about unity, coming together to work as a team with different stakeholders to ensure that we ride through this wave as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I wonder if you can share with us a little about this report that Sodexo has put out about how teams managed by a balance of men and women across genders are so much more successful across a wide range of outcomes. What are some top line takeaways from the study that all businesses this morning can learn from?
Right. So this morning, happy to share that Sodexo conducted a gender balance study where we interviewed 50,000 leaders, both men and women, across multiple business functions to determine what the outcomes of having a more gender-balanced team mean to us, right? So from the result, we can see, you know, that we do achieve a better outcome in key measurement indicators such as operating margins, client satisfaction, and, of course, employees' retention. And we are also happy to share that, you know, operating margin has experienced an 8 percentage point increase.
Wow.
And not only on that, you know, from staff satisfaction, we do see that, you know, we have an increase of another 8 percentage points in employees' retention.
Wow, all
after
from moving,
yes,
yeah, all from moving the needle on gender diversity in a very concrete way with KPIs, yeah?
Yes, correct. And I think we are happy to say that, you know, not only does the business benefit, but also, you know, employee satisfaction has gone up by 12 percentage points.
That's amazing. I looked at the study myself and I saw that really this started as an internal report. Can you take us back to the motivation for this report?
Right. So I think it started with our chairwoman, who is Ms. Sophie Billon. So Ms. Sophie Billon is our chairwoman in Sodexo. And she herself, being a woman, she believes strongly in diversity and inclusion, not just, you know, in the region, but globally as well, right? So it is a very it is a driven initiative by her. And we do see great success in the Asia-Pacific region with our senior leadership team, the regional leadership committee being very diverse and inclusive. And we know that it is not an easy feat. It has to start from the top leadership. And we strongly believe that, you know, it makes business sense. And of course, you know, it is a matter of fairness at the end of the day to say that, you know, we should strive for gender equality or an inclusive working environment for the whole team.
Yes, it is a social justice issue. What is Sodexo's KPIs in terms of its own goals for gender diversity? And I wonder if you can share with us the report card so far. How far is Sodexo meeting these goals?
Yes, definitely. So we are committed to reach 40% women in the senior leadership ranks by 2025. Not too far off, another 5 more years to go. And we are happy to say that, you know, we have gone a long way with good results. So today, women represent 50% of our board. And at the senior leadership level, we do have 32% of these positions held by the women globally, which is an increase of 6% since 2013. So I would say that, you know, we do see very good results, very good improvements over the last few years. And of course, at the middle management level and site management levels, we are at a balanced figure of 46%. And if we look at the overall total workforce in Sodexo globally, where we employ more than 470,000 staff, we are at a good percentage point of 59% represented by women today.
Wow. I want to take a step back a little and ask for your opinion on the broader landscape. You were with Parkway Pantai for 10 years. You were Chief Operating Officer at Gleneagles Hospital. You've been responsible for driving business strategy and operations. What work, in your opinion, needs to be done for greater gender parity across businesses in Singapore?
Right. So I would say that I've experienced success in my career, and it is also very important and close to my heart to inspire the next generations, the budding professionals, you know, in the healthcare industry, be it at the front line or at the support function, right? So I strongly believe in letting the results speak for themselves. If we are capable to demonstrate good results, you know, with good progress, good improvements, then definitely we deserve a seat at the table and continue to make the case for inclusive leadership. And I think at the same time, you know, being a leader at our level, we should also nurture and grow the next generation. It is important, you know, to groom the next level up as well. So I believe in allowing my teams to have the opportunity to shine in the spotlight and allow them, you know, to demonstrate good results, you know, among other team members too.
Is there a wage imbalance when it comes to women in healthcare, as you see it? I mean, we've talked about, you know, women in sports and pay parity among tennis players. What about women in healthcare?
Right. So across Singapore, if I bring back to Singapore context again, so across Singapore, MOM reported that across all sectors, there is about a gender pay gap of 6% today. Right. So again, like what I've shared earlier on, it is really about, you know, beginning from the top management. So it has to be a top-down initiative. The top management must strongly believe that this is good for the business. This is good for the team. Right. So improving gender balance at the workplace is not a HR initiative. Right. It is not about a paper exercise. Okay, let's go through this because this is part of our strategic HR intent for this year. No, it is not about that. It is about believing in it. You must believe that it works good for the business. It works good for the team, right? And it has to be pushed down from the management level. And for us in Sodexo, we believe in starting this process even when it comes to hiring. So during the hiring process, you know, we make it a point to have a gender balance slate when we review the candidates.
Right from the get-go.
Yes, you're right. Not towards the end, you know, but from the beginning.
What do you think of the number of women in the medical field? I understand actually that number has increased, but the number of women in leadership positions has not. Doesn't this speak to really more change needing to happen at the company level?
I would say that having been in healthcare for close to 20 years, we have definitely come a very, very long way in healthcare, not just in Singapore, but also across Asia Pacific. But having said that, there is still some work to be done. We are still not perfect, but we are closing the gap, you know, every day. So first and foremost, I believe that business must recognize that both women and men, we play many roles in our lives, right? So previously, we used to say that, you know, women play more roles, you know, than men, but I do not agree, right? So at this age and era, both women and men, you know, we are not just parents, you know, but we are also, you know, caregivers to our parents, members of the communities, you know, and we have many roles to play. So when we implement policies, we have to think about adding in the level of flexibility, okay, in the roles or in the job responsibilities in our team, such that we allow our team members to have a certain level of flexibility, such as flexi work policies, remote work arrangements, you know, so that, you know, both men and women do not feel that we have to choose one over another.
Indeed,
so it's not
indeed.
So much about, you know, okay, yeah. I do one, but I forgo the other. But it is about having a balance, having the agility and also, you know, the capability to manage a wide range of roles that we play today.
We've got about 30 seconds left on the clock. Men, however, have not had to overcome structural bias over history. So when it comes to overcoming gender bias, what do you think needs to be on the business agenda?
Right. So I think first and foremost, we must have the humility and mutual respect for one another. That is, to me, basic and fundamental. And at the end of the day, we must remember that we are doing good for the business, we are doing good for the team. And it is our responsibility as senior leadership, you know, to build a high-performing, inclusive team for the community.
I'd love to work for you, Grace. Will you hire me?
Definitely. We'll talk it offline.
Wonderful meeting you and great talking to you. Grace Chung is healthcare CEO at APAC for Sodexo. Sodexo is one of the world's largest multinational corporations and they focus on facilities management, food services. And as you've heard, they're a strong advocate for gender balance at the workplace.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.